So basically, we're doing Shichsa. So you'd say, we did from yesterday, just a review, that you might think if they only had the case of Chesh of the Katan, you'd say that Rav Nassim Lacham argued by Chesh of the Katan because at least he has Kavanah to do Chaticha. He's trying to cut the thing. But if you just not throw the knife on the floor and you're not even intending to cut, so you'd say everyone agrees that that's not good. Right? See, that's what you'd say. So. Yeah, so you'd say. That as far as what we said is that you would say that really Shechita Chesh of the Katan isn't good. I'm sorry. Really, if you throw on the floor, you'd say everyone agrees that's not good, because Shechita is a human action. It's not just that it's done attributable to like the Koach of Adam, but you need the human action, Maisa Shechita. But the question was, the machlokas we wanted to say, you would have said the machlokas is how do you understand the psule shchita? Do you say that shchita is just the maisa of cutting the throat, cutting the simana with a knife, and the psulim are just technical halachos that apostle that produce hashabasar? Or do you say that the actions, all the psulim emerge, create a new action called shchita? And it's like a new conceptual action of slaughter, of ritual slaughtering. It's not just halachos, but that's part of the very maisa. Maisa shchita is a different maisa. So if you say that it's a different kind of a maisa of slaughtering without shihiyah chalada adrasa, it's like a new conceptualized maisa, so then a chersh of the katan is not involved in that action altogether. But if you say that shchita is really just an action of cutting the simanim, and those things are just halachos, so the Chersh of the Katan does have das, does have kavanah to do shchita, because he's trying to cut the zmanim, the chatichas zmanim. Now it's true that he can't have das for those psulim, but you can have a gadol watching and making sure that he doesn't do them. So he doesn't do them, so he'll be fine. So he's saying that's what you would have said, that if you do the Chersh of the Katan, you'd say the machlokas is that everyone says you need a ma'isa shchita and you need das, kavanah of a shchita, and therefore if you're just throwing on the floor, it'd be possible. Only the chaluk says, "Is this kavana for a ma'aseh shchita? Is a cheshet incapable of that type of kavana?" But kamash malan, you see that Rabbi Nassim even argues where you throw the knife on the floor. So apparently, there you're not trying to even cut, right? So if that's the case, apparently he holds that you don't need the das adam, like a ma'isa adam, a human action of shchita. All you need is that the cut is attributable to a human, to the koach of a person. So therefore, even in the case where you're just throwing it on the floor, it's good. Right? That's why you need to teach me that case. That's why you need to teach me the case where you throw on the floor. Right? But now, so now the other side we're up to. So if you only told me our case, that they argue where you throw a knock it on the floor, or you throw it on the floor, and they're arguing whether that's good or not, because do you need kavana? Because that's a human action of shchita, or you say no, it's not necessary. All you need is that it's a koach of a person. Still, I might think that they argue a chayrish of the katan. They argue. I'm sorry. Still, you might say that Rav Nassim is going to apostle by chayrish of the katan, because you'd say that chayrish of the katan isn't a bardas. So when does the shchita work according to Rav Nassim, or when does Rav Nassim hold like Rav Nassim? When you have a bandas knocking the knife on the floor. You see, but if you have a person who's not even a bandas, then I'd say it's possible. Then I'd say it's possible. The question is, what's the sense to say that? Who cares if I have a bandas or not? Even if the guy has das, he's not using his das. He's just knocking throwing the knife on the floor. So what good is it that he's a bardas? What would be the sense of saying that that's kosher, but the chayrish of the katan is possible? Set it up is that I would have thought, in other words, Rav Nassim holds that for shchita you don't need kavana. You could just knock a knife off the table and it will go and it will shechta and it doesn't matter. You just need it to be that it's done through a person, a koach of a person. So you would think, havamina, that that's fine as long as he's a bandas. But if he's a katan, chesh, it wouldn't work. Kamash malan, that no, Rabbi Nassim holds it even by chesh of the katan. So maybe let's try to define the Havmina on Skana. Within Rabbi Nassim, what's the Havmina would be that it works even if he's not a Bandas? I'm sorry, only works if he's a Ben-Nas. Kamash Malan, no. Even if he's not a Ben-Nas. So maybe we could define that, you know? Yes, I'm saying... Oh, I'm not going to take this whole thing. We'll try to pick up tomorrow. We're still working on this far. And then we'll try to do the Rosh. I see the Rosh and the Rosh will bring down the next question. The question is if a person knocks it off a maskana. Let's say a person accidentally knocks it off the table. Is it only if he, like, throws it down and unknowingly ends up doing it, but at least he's trying to throw it down, or is it even if the person just bangs into it? The question is, which of those is necessary? Do you need to have some sort of intent to do it? Some sort of action. So that's Machlokas Nirishon. Whether that's necessary or not.